Lamed Tet Beis.
Let's start again from the Kashe. This is on the round 18 lines from the top by the small gimel, the end of the line. V'chol ha'oise mitzvah achas yeseira al zuchu yaisav meitivin loy. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, you're telling me pshat in the Mishnah, a person adds on another mitzvah to his zachiyas, now it's reiv zachiyas. So it's meitivin loy. So you have three things. You have meitivin loy, things are good for him by olam hazeh. Marichin lo yomav, yizaychet arichas yomim. V'noichel asa'oretz, yizaychet olam haba. V'remino al eshu akasha. We learned kol shez zuchu yoysov merubim me'avin yoysov. A person who has more zachiyas than avoinis. Merin loy. So there this paraisa says that he has a very difficult life. And it looks so bad. V'doyme k'mishe sarav kol ha'teire kula. Nebuch the tzoris he suffers. It looks like this person burnt the whole teire. V'loy shir mimena afilo isachas. Even one ois he didn't leave over. He burnt everything. That means he suffers such tzoris. It's terrible. And this is a person who's the chuyaisov merube me'aveinoisov. V'chol sh'aveinoisov merube mizchuyaisov. And the Baraisa continues. If you have a person that has more averes than mitzvahs, mitivin loy, then he has a utopia, he has a very comfortable life. V'doyme, and looking at him, it seems k'mi shekiyim kol ha'teire kula. He was mekayim b'ol teire. V'loi chiser ois achas mimeno. Al koponim, this bereise is saying the exact opposite of what our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah is saying, with roiv zochi is, you have metivin loy, merichin loy yomov, v'nizeichet ha'ilam haza, ha'ilam habe, and v'chol sheina oisa mitzvah achas, the Marshal says that means it's so he has roiv avoinis. He could have done one mitzvah to make him mechza, but he didn't do it. He has roiv avoinis. Eim ativin loy, ve'im arichin loy yavo, ve'in in oichas oret. And here in this paraisa it says, punkt verkehrt. Omar Rabbi. So we have here two mahalchim to fend for this kasha. Mas nisen de ovdin lei yoim tav ve yoim bish. Rova omar homoni Rabbi Yaakov hi de omar schar mitzvah bahai al meleke. Rova said, let's go to Rova, we'll come back to Abaye. Let us just see Rashi. Lava Oma, Loilom Kidamore mi kore, the way we had said before. Mitivin loy bischa peiris. A person has roiv mitzvahs, roiv zochies, he has it good on this world, the peiris. Vakeren kayemes. Vahach masnitin diktoni merien loy, doesn't say mitivin loy. Rabbi Yaakov, this is going according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov said, "Schar mitzvah bahai al meleke." The Rabbi Nishlam does not pay on this world the schar of mitzvahs. The schar of mitzvahs are too great that they should be paid on this world. So, Memela, there's no such thing as schar mitzvah on this world. So the other thing is meitivin loy, mitzvahs, the commodities that are used for to pay up a mitzvah, that's only for olam haba. This whole world does not possess enough tanugim and idunim to pay up for one mitzvah. So therefore, mitzvahs are not paid on this world. We'll come back to Abaye soon. I would just like to mention a story that Rav Shmuel Greinemann said over that he was together with the Chofetz Chaim and the Vata Yeshivas in the 1920s, and they were responsible for making sure that there should be enough money for the yeshivas. And they were unable to accumulate money. They were racking their brains. How do we get money for the yeshivas? The economy was very low. And then Rav Shmuel Greinemann said he had a brainstorm. He knows how to make money. And he came over to the Chofetz Chaim and he says, I know all our problems are solved. I just need you should agree to my idea and then our problems are solved. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what's your idea? So he said, Chazal tell us, Chal mitzvah b'hai al melekeh. That means that there's not enough in this world to pay up for one mitzvah. You can't pay up in this world. Fine. So I agree that for one mitzvah of tefillin, one day of anochas tefillin that I put on tefillin, I don't want to be paid in Olam Haba. I want to be paid on this world. So I understand it's not the full payment. They understand that. But I'm asking to get paid on this world. And no, on this world, good, it's not the complete payment, but whatever this world offers, we'll get paid. That's millions of dollars. We'll get paid millions of dollars, we'll have money, we'll pay up. We'll have money for the yeshivas. I want to be mispalted to the Rabbi Nishon. I'm a vater on one mitzvah, not to be paid up the full price, paid up in this world. So, but I just want the Chofetz Chaim to agree with this, then I'll go further. So the Chofetz Chaim says, no, it won't work. And he told him, Amir de Kemashel. He told him there was a small boy that came at a candy store and he wanted to purchase a lot of goodies. And he made an order and sold him pretzels, whatever you want. And in the end, he said, you have money to pay? Don't worry. He made an order of $180. And then, you know, he takes out a check. A check is a $1 million check. So the candy store owner looks at the check and he says, I don't have change. So the boy burst out in tears. Does that mean you won't give me whatever I bought? I want it, so keep the change. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what's going to happen? So he says, it matters how honest this candy store, the owner is. If he's not honest, keep the change. I'll keep the change. No problem. And the deal is a deal. You can add some more if you want. No problem. If he's an honest storekeeper, he'll never agree. He says, you don't know that the Rabbi Nishon is an honest storekeeper. You're telling the Rabbi Nishon, keep the change. And thus, you just came out of this world. You think you're like the small boy, but you don't know what you're saying. The Rabbi Nishon is very honest. He will never agree to such a deal. Al Koponim, so that is, there's no payers, nothing, Rabbi Yankiv said, nothing is given on this world because there's nothing that in any way has similarity to Tanugi Olam Hazeh, that's a payment for a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Yankiv holds. We'll see later how we figure this out. It says, a machloikis in the Tana, Arba Mishnah holds, there's payers, there's keren. The keren fashtetzach is olam haba. The peiris are given on this world. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. That's what the Milas HaTeira says in a note. He says, you know, if you look at a tree, so every component of a tree can make new trees. It can make a branch, it can replant a branch, you take the fruit, and the fruit has so many seeds in it, you can make so many trees. To take the peiris of the schar and take it out of this world, you know what you're doing. These peiris can also make ilonis. Rabbi Yankiv held that nothing on this world. And the time of the Mishnah holds not like that. But now let us come back to Abaye. Now Abaye said, Amuyim dikib shat in the Mishnah. We asked Akash. Abaye said, that the Mishnah says, Meitivin loy, Marichin loy yomov, and the Baraisa says, Roiv zachyis, Marichin loy. So how does this stem with the Mishnah? So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mirin loy, first Rashi explains the Baraisa, Boilam hazeh, Lenakoise, Miabenoisov, Sheyito, Schar Sholem. That means we purify him on this world that he comes with Yisurim, Yisurim and Malkim, and when he comes on Eilam Habe, he's pure, there's no blemish, nothing, he gets complete Eilam Habe. Schar Sholem. Meitivin loy, Lishalem loy, Schar Mitzvaysov Bechayov, Kedei Leterde, Fakert Aroshe, will pay up whatever mitzvah is said. We don't want to have any shaykhs with this Rosh and Eilam Habe. He doesn't deserve Eilam Habe. Here we pay him up mitzvahs on this world. And that's what it says in the Baraisa. Mishalom Husayna Valtonim Lavidoy. Agab Uche, I'd just like to mention, Chaim Shmulevitz asks, according to Rabbi Yankiv says, Scha mitzvah bahai al meleket. You can't pay up a mitzvah. So what is pshat? Mishalom l'soinov el ponov l'avidoy. The roshe, who has a little mitzvah, you pay him up. You pay him up for the mitzvah he had done. One day he wore tefillin. His whole life he'll be a millionaire. He wore tefillin one day. But you pay up. What's the yosha? How do you pay up, taka? How can you pay him up on this world? So Chaim Shmulevitz says, a moiridike pshat, Nemesin Dachsam Seifer says this, Tachlo says this, that there is such a concept as Lididi Shavali, a mitzvah that a person does is measured how he is machshiv the mitzvah, how much is it worth by him, how choshiv is it by him. And if the person, taka, degrades the mitzvah, it doesn't have any importance by him. So then the Rabbeinu Shalom says, that's how you evaluate the mitzvah, that's what you'll get. So memela, so there's no kasha, how can you pay up a rosh on this world? The rosh whittled down the value of the mitzvah from his actions, that it's taka, whatever, how he evaluated it, that's how much he's going to get. Masnisen, so now Abaye said like this. So Abaye said, the Mishnah and that Barais are saying the same thing. Amor b'kezach. That what it says in the Mishnah, Oise mitzvah achas, which means roiv mitzvahs, meitivin umarivin, you know what that means, merian, the of them lay yoim tav v'yoim bish. That means a person who does more mitzvahs than averus, we're going to make sure Meitivin, he's going to have a good day. Where's going to have a good day? Neilam Habo. He's going to have a good day in Neilam Habo. So, Meitivin, the Obdin Lei, Yom Tav, Yom Bish. Misha Oise Mitzvah Yeseira. A person who has more mitzvahs than averus. Tahavi Rubel Zuchuyais. Mitzaknim Loi. So we prepare for him. Ba'olam hazeh, and this world, we want to make sure this person is roiv zochiyus. So we want to make sure he should have a yontif of Yenevelt. When he comes of Yenevelt, he shouldn't have a bunch of averus that's trailing him and which will be taking away from his olam haba. But we want to make sure he's going to have a yontif. So meitiv in loy. Call Oisim Mitzvah, we make sure that he should have a Yom Tov L'Olam Haba. Now how do you make sure he has a Yom Tov L'Olam Haba? He get rid of his Averus on this world. So it stems. The Baraisa says, Merim Loi, he has difficulties in Yisurim. And the Mishnah says, Mitivin Loi, and it's both the same. Ayyidei the Merim, it's Mitivin. So it's that how Abaye said pshat in the Mishnah. Misaknim loy ba'olam hazeh. That what it says, meitivin loy, we're preparing for him ba'olam hazeh. Yontef, Shenifroim Mimenu Aveinoisov, that we're taking care of his Averis, Vizeh Tikun Yontov Loila Ilam Habo. And that's how we are making sure he'll have a Yontov Loila Habo. V'chol Shaveinoisov Merubim. Oh, a person who have a nice of merubin, diktoni, meiri, and loy, that shat in the Mishneh, hainu, the ovdim lay has monish yom bishu, we're going to make sure that lo'osid lovay, he's going to have a yom bishu, we're not going to handle with him in oylam abo, shemishalmin lo ischal mitzvois of kan, we pay up to schal mitzvois of kan, liyes misukin lo yom ra. That he should have a yaimra. That's how Abaye said. And Rovi said, no, it's a machlokes taken. The Mishnah holds that he pays cha mitzvahs b'hayalme, the peiris al kaponim, and the Baraisa holds there's no such thing. There's no cha mitzvah b'hayalme lek. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. Masnisen the ovdile yaim toy v'yaim bish. Peirish b'kontra. Misha oise mitzvah yeseira. A person who does one extra mitzvah, vave rubi zochiyos, misaknen loy ba'olam hazeh yoyim toiv. We're preparing for him on this world, they should have a yom toiv, and yanevelt. And how do we do this? Nifroi mimenu avay noisav. We're paying up his aveiris. Mizeu tikun yontev loy li oilam haba. This is how we're making a yontev for him in oilam haba. V'chol shavei noisav merubim. Hagavuche, the Yalkut Lekachtoiv brings down a maise. Perhaps we can explain this maise. There was a yid nemech that he was saying one tzore after another tzore. Mamish, a life of tzores. Finally, the last Torah that occurred, like this was the straw that broke the camel's back, he couldn't be settled anymore. So he decided he's going to go to a certain tzaddik, Rav Shimon Sharebi, and he's going to ask him, what's happening over here? It was a journey till he came there. He was exhausted when he came, and he asked when he could see the Rebbe. They told him, it's a nice heaven, an hour, 2 hours passed away. Look, he's exhausted. It's another 2 hours. He sat down on a chair in the outside room, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep, and all of a sudden he dreams that he's on Olam HaEmes, and he sees, he's there, he's witnessing, and he sees big wagons are going very quickly, and in the wagon there's Malochim, there's white Malochim, there's black Malochim, and he asked him, what's happening? So they said, well, today's the din of Pliny and Pliny, which was him. So he said, yeah, go, you can see. And all of a sudden he comes to a big empty space, there's a tremendous scale there, and the Malachim, the good Malachim from the mitzvahs, he noticed the Malachim, there was different categories of Malachim. A mitzvah that was done completely was a whole Malach. One that was done half-heartedly, so it's missing an Eva, two Evarim. But all Malachim got on one side of the scale, and then the wagon started streaming of Averes, and the others got on the other side of the scale, and all, and he's standing there looking, and he sees that the Averes are outweighing tremendously the mitzvahs. So he sees that it's bitter, it's terrible. Then all of a sudden he hears, did this person have Yisurim? Did he hear? They said, yeah, he had Yisurim. So all the Yisurim should go on the same side of the scale with the mitzvahs. And then wagons and wagons of Yisurim come, and he's watching it. They're coming, and it's getting more or less even, and then everything stopped. There's still more Averis than the Yisurim and the Mitzvahs. He's looking, and he gives a scream, couldn't there be more Yisurim? Then he woke up. When he woke up, they told him he can go now to the Rebbe. He says, I don't have to go to the Rebbe. I know my answer already. He went back home. So al kol ponim, that's the Beiriyim loy. It's it's the Barais according to Abaye, it's Meiri in Loi, but it's Maskin in Loi. It's not, it's difficult, it's a therapy, but it's Maskin in Loi Yom Tov. We're preparing for him a Yom Tov. And that's according to Abaye. And by a Rosh, we're preparing for a Yom Bish. The Omar's Chamitzvah Bahai Al-Maleke. Vikoshe, so Toisvitz asks Sakashan Rashi, the Mishani Homoni Rabbi Akifi, that the Gemara Rove answered that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Akif. Mashme, so it seems from the Sugya that Adhashtu like meaning to Rabbi Akif. Till now, we're not going according to Rabbi Akif. La perish akuntres la baye nami bein masnisen bein bereise osi ki Rabbi Yaakov. Sei the mission, sei the bereise is going according to Rabbi Yaakov. That means a person who is roiv zochi is, it's merin loy. So everything's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. That's also Rabbi Yaakov. That's what Jesus asks on Rashi. I thought perhaps for 1 minute that, The Ein Eliyos has a teretz on Tosfos Kashe, and I'd like to myself perhaps one nekuda. What is Tosfos Kashe? That according to Rabbi Yank, it says Meirieloi. He have nothing good. This person will not get one good thing on this world. Meirieloi. So that's Rabbi Yank. That's Rabbi Yank. So that's Rabbi Yank. That's Tosfos Kashe. So the Ein Eliyahu says, it's not Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov and the Mishnah are two different things. Rabbi Yaakov holds that you will never pay up a mitzvah, a peri of a mitzvah in this world, because it's HaMitzvah by Al-Malekah, we're shortchanging him. You don't pay up mitzvahs in this world. That is Rabbi Yaakov. According to Abaye, if you have a person without a virus, you'll zicha give, if you have such a person, you'll zicha give him schaaf the mitzvah. Theoretically, you can give schaaf a mitzvah. Lamaisa, where the Mishnah is speaking about a person who has roiv mitzvahs, but we're speaking about a person who has a virus. I mean, that's what we're speaking about. Now, a person who has a virus, so you have like this. Theoretically, we have to get rid of the virus. And that's the biggest taiva to him. The Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei Simcha La Tzadik Asois Mishpot. So Rashi says Simcha La Tzadik Mishakodesh Baruch Hu Meivi Yisur Malem Kdei She Yisku Loilam Habo. They should be pure in Oilam Habo. So we have to get rid of those Aveiros. So we're speaking about such a person. Simcha La Tzadik Asois Mishpot. We have to get rid of the Aveiros. So this person, the only way we can prepare him for Ma'ilam Abba is Meriam Boy. He has a life of sorts, because he has a virus, so we have to take care of those virus. Now, theoretically, but he's doing mitzvahs, theoretically, he deserves schar for the mitzvahs. I mean, that's no stira, but we can't give him the schar now because it's not worthwhile for him. If he'll have tzoras now, he'll be Meriam Loi, so his Eilam Haba will be better. If we'll pay him now the schar, so he'll lose out in his Eilam Haba. So he deserves schar, but we don't give it. So the Ein Eliyahu says, if he deserves schar and we put it away for later, so that's chazur for worth much more. That means, he's going to get paid for the payers also. But we were unable to pay him the payers on this world because we were taking care of the payers. But he deserves the payers. So the payers on Yenevelt are much, the Goyim Mishnah, are much more choshev than they are in this world. According, and
But we were forced to give him there. But really, we would pay him. That's what Ein Elio says. But so I thought with this, perhaps I had a kasha, and perhaps with this Ein Elio, it's very good. The Mishnah says three things. Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas. That means he has roiv zochis. One mitzvah more. Roiv zochis. 51:49. I mean, that's what we're speaking about. He has roiv zochis. So it says three things. Metivim loy. So Abaye said metivim loy means merin loy. That you prepare, we prepare for him, they should have a pure oilam haba. Then it says the third thing is v'noichel es ha'oretz. We'll have oilam haba, that's good. Then the middle thing is u'marichin lo yomov. Now what's the marichin lo yomov? So I think the marichin lo yomov is oilam hazeh. So Fakir, this is mamish. How is he zoiche tariches yomim? Here the arich marichin lo yomim. This is al teschar mitzvah. That means he has a long life. He can do mitzvahs in this long life. He can get more yisurim in this long life. But lemaisa that marichin lo yomim means that he's zoiche to live longer because of what? Because of the mitzvahs. So that's not like Rabbi Yaakov. Taisis is a kasha and Rashi. Sabai is mamish Rabbi Yaakov. It's not Rabbi Yaakov. If it says marichin lo yomov, see zoiche tariche shomim, this is zoiche the hepech of Rabbi Yaakov. So because you're mishalom on this world. But the marichin lo yomov stimmt with the marichin lo. It's no stire. But with tariche shomim, he's zoiche to do more mitzvahs. He's zoiche the menake more averes. I mean, so, but this is the schar of the mitzvah. About Kaponim, Taisvis somehow does not like Rashi. L'chein perish Rabbi Natam, Masnisin the Ovdin Le Yoim Toiv V'Yoim Bish. The Mishnah means that for the same person, he has good days and bad days. The Tavayu Boilam Azze, Umeitivin Loi the Braise, Avi Perish HaMasnisin, Kloima, Pa'omim Sha'isim Lo Yoim Toiv. Sometimes he has a very good day. Today, lekabel schar mitzvois of ba'ilam hazeh. By a rosh, ba'ois a yoyim yeidayim alaik meik shikiyim kol ha'teira kula. Avul roiv yomov shal rosh, shari vero. Ba'ayinu shal avinoisav meru bim al zuchu yoysav. U'meirim loy. So that what it says in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah means he is roiv avinis meirim loy. That shoots meirim loy because he's a rosh. The Baraisa says, oh, but sometimes may even lie for the mitzvahs that he had done. And v'haynu shavinoisa b'rubnas chayoisa. U'meriyim loy haynu pa'omim sha'a, by a tzaddik, u'meriyim loy haynu pa'omim sha'oisa loy yoyim ra, by a tzaddik, k'de l'marka v'noisa b'elam hazeh. U'ba'oisa yoyim, but never when he give him sorrow, she'edoyim loy k'misha sorrow kol ha'teire, because when it's bad, it's like a bad. Aber leib yom am shel tzadik shari betoyve, shus yoyse meruma v'noyse. Aine du leik rabbi Yaakov damas chametz v'bay al-malek eklal. So Taisus learns pshat that everything is true. Meitiv in loy means you'll give him schar on this world, peiris on this world. That what it says meirim loy can have bad days also. It stims, they'll have good days and bad days. Meitiv in loy for the peiris of the mitzvahs, meirim loy to be menake the avoynis. And it'll be, so but there's a klal that's meitivim, but there is a merim also. Don't think there's no merim, and that takes care of menaked averus. By a rosh, it's merim loy, but it's sometimes meitivim loy. That's how the Rebbe Natam learns pshat. And Rabbi Yaakov says, chametzah by al-malek. Just before we go further, I'd like just to mention a goyin. The goyin says in Parshas Vayera, he says pshat in a medrash. The Medrash says, by the Maisa of the Akeda, it says, Vayhi Vayoyim HaShlishi, Vayisa Avrom Es Einov. The third day, Vayisa Avrom Es Einov. So the Medrash says, Zeh She'omar HaKosov, Yechayenu Miyoyimayim, Vayoyim HaShlishi, Yekimeinu V'nichya. That's what the Medrash says. Lefonov, Nichya Lefonov. And this, and the Maisa Akeda. So the Goyim says, what is the Medrash telling us? So the Goyin says as follows. Chazal told us, Schar mitzvah bahai al-malek. That's what Chazal tells us. And he says also, Ein ha'oilam umloyoi kedai l'shalim afilu schar mitzvah. There's nothing in this world but what all the glitters and gold and pleasures that this world can offer is not sufficient to pay up for one mitzvah. So the Baruch Hashem doesn't pay up on this world. So he says, in Cain, so the Goyim says that that's pshat, heich onu nizoynim b'schus ha-mitzvahs she'osu ha-biseinu. We're living on the schus of the ma'isa avos. The schus avos we're living. He says, how can we derive benefit from the schus avos? We're on this world. So, ha-mitzvah ha-al-malekim. So the Goyim says, the zrizes in the hachanis that the avos did to do the mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. That's a preparation for a mitzvah. That's a hisof on a mitzvah. And that will pay up on this world. That's not the mitzvah. So the Vayashkem Avron Baboika, Vayachvoy Shescha Moiroi, Vayivaka Atzayoyla, all these things are hachones and zrizes of, that's not the Maisa Kede. That's pu'ulis that Avron Avinu did to be meichen. So that's what the Medrash says. Yechayenu, we are living now miyoymayim, what Avraham Avinu did the first 2 days. The first 2 days, v'yashkim Avraham baboike, v'yach v'yashkim baboike. There wasn't any occasion the first 2 days. It was just hachonis and zrizes to do the mitzvah. V'yoyim ha'shlishi v'yis Avraham esenov. V'yoyim ha'shlishi v'yis Avraham esenov. So that's what the Medrash says. Bayoyim ha'shlini yikemeinu v'nichya lafonu. And lost his love. Oh, then we'll get the schar of the mitzvah. And this world we're just getting from the difficulties and the zrizas and the dust. That's what we are. That's our kiyum on this world. The sanye Rabbi Akiva said, Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah sheksuva b'toyra. There is no mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah shematn schore b'tzido that it says in the Torah schar shein chiyas amazin tliba. It doesn't mean this schar. It means losid lovoi. It doesn't mean don't take it literally. L'man yirichin yamecha, l'man yeitiv la. Don't take it literally. The pasuk means olam haba. And he says two mitzvahs. Rabbi Yankiv said to mitzvah, Bekibedo ve'enksi l'man yarichun yamecha, l'man yitavloch. So it says two things, yarichun yamecha, yitavloch, gebaldik. B'shiluach ha'kanksi l'man yitavloch, varach te'yomim. Harei, she'om alei oviv, the father went and told the son, alei lebire, go up on the ladder to this bire, to this palace, for hoveli goes like, and bring me pigeons. It was pigeons that had made a nest on top of the palace. The father tells him to go and bring him the pigeons. For all the bira, and he found over there that on top of the bira, he had another mitzvah of shiluach hakan. There was an aim alabonim. V'shilach hasabayim. So how do you like this? This is better than the best insurance policy you can get. Man yirichin yomim, man yitav lo. Two mitzvahs which guarantee arichas yomim and atove. V'notel esabonim, u'bachzirosoi, when he went down back, buffalo mace, he died. Heichen toivas yomov shalze. So with the posse guarantees, man yitav lo, heichon arichas yomov shalze. This was Rabbi Yaakov's kasha. We'll see in a minute. El man yitav lo, liyem shekulay toiv. L'man yarich and yamech aloylam shekula yoluch. That pshat. That ayim talum pshat in the posik. So mameila, mischam mitzvah al-malekia. So there's no kashi bait. Zung a mitzvah. The mitzvah, he does not care. In this world, we have no payment whatsoever of a mitzvah. Rek the gemore, the durma lavochi have it. I mean, we're creating a scenario. He's going to come down and die. And we have a ka, where's the Yerich and Yamecha? Where's the Yeter law? Oh, it's always kishpam, a new type symposium. Maybe you learn Poshib Shah, Yerich and Mechmin Zarich and Shomim, and the scenario will never occur. If he comes down, I could make a bet $1 million, he's gonna come down and nothing's gonna happen with him. So what's Rabbi Yankiv's kasha? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chosa. No, this is a Maisa Shahoy. He was there. He saw, he went down, and then, boom, he died. So Rabbi Yaakov asked the Kasha. Rabbi Yaakov said this Teretz. Yeah. So you see, Klop, I like to say over Mordeke Kasha I saw in the Ben Yoyod. He says a very interesting Kasha. He said, there were two mitzvahs over here. Father asked him to bring Goizlas. So the Ben Yoda says, Nisho Maisa, he died. Oh, Oishkishpad. So Ben Yoda said, maybe it wasn't his father. The Gemara has such a kasha. Dumalav Ovivu. Mansa Sroi, if you go Bosaroi, the Bilus Achabal. Fine. Right. So, and on Hoga, we go Bosaroi. But Roi, there's still a possibility it's not a father also. So Mele could be. He died because it wasn't his father. Rabbi Yaakov, he compared. He had a kasha of a maise and a posik, and these two things didn't stem. Is oishkish pshat, pshat and posik is different. Maybe pshat, he asked him from a maise. Maybe it wasn't his father. Zokte ben yoyoda. El aloche, am I mechuyim to be mechaber this person? Klapish my galia is not my father. But I'm a mechuyim to be mechaber, definitely. You have to go about the life. And this father that the Torah said you have to be mechaber, the Torah said l'man yitavloch. I'm giving you a guarantee. Well, he's not your father. I'm saying l'man yitavloch for the one who roim says it's him, because that's my chiyuv. I'm not mechuyim to go to the heavens and see if he's not your father or not. The haftoche is and the person that you're mitzvah to be mechabit. If I'm mitzvah to be mechabit him, so memele, so there's a guarantee of my nitzavloch. That's my mitzvah. Before we go further, I'd like to mention the Rambam Perik Tes Mehilchos Teshuvah. Seems the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yaakov. So the Rambam says, Ma'achar shenoida, after we know, shematnon tzchorim shal mitzvahs, batoilo shenizkelo, hi chaye ho'ilam habo. That's matnon tzchorim shal mitzvahs. Is ma'azah shekosu b'toire im tishmu, there'll be soiva, there'll be sholem, there'll be atzloche b'maisov. So, what's pshat in that? So the Rambam says, Vapal Pikain, he says, you know, Ein Oysan Hatevois Soif Matan Schorin Shal Mitzvah. This is not the schar of the mitzvah. Rak, im avatem es Hashem besimche, ushmartem dalkoi, mashpia lochem habroches ha'elu, shetiu pnuyim lischakim betoire, velasek bo kadei shetisku lechayu lamabo. That means this is a bonus that is not, does not touch at all the schar of the mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is not payable on this world. But this person who's doing such good things, so we give him a bonus, we enable him to do more good things. So if he has easy panos and he's healthy and thus, so be able to do more mitzvahs. But this is not a schar of the mitzvah. This is a bonus that one gets for doing the mitzvahs. This is not schar mitzvah. That's how the Rambam says. Yeah, let's go further. So, Abal Kaponim, Rabbi Yaakov saw a Maise, and so therefore, from that he came to the conclusion that we have to translate in a deeper manner the Yerich and Yamecha means something else. V'yem shekula yor. So the Gemara says, the asks, V'dulma mahara ba'veira habe. Maybe, how do you, what's the kasha? The kasha fangs sich nicht an. Maybe Bishas was doing a mitzvah, but his mahara to do an avera Bishas Maisel, when he's going down for the father, he was thinking, he wants to do an avera, he wants to steal some place, he's thinking he was fatracha, he's going to steal, he's going to make a swindle, whatever it was, so he was some mele, so that's why he fell. So the Gemara says, machshov aronik adish borchu mitzal fel amaisel. No, amen. Was thinking to how to do an avera that doesn't that the Rebbein Shalom will not reckon this as a maise to take away the set. I mean, if we do a maise avera, so you have two conflicting meisim, even meisim mitzvah, meisim aveir. He just thought to do an aveir. That's nothing. So Rabbi Chonon and Kovetz Mamorim asks Akasha, the Gemara asks, maybe he was thinking to do an aveir, and that the Gemara says, Machshah, think, you think to do an aveir, Machshah Boron and Kishbohu, Mitzal for the meisim. It's nothing. He said, but there are machshavas which are aveiras, mamish, nishmalta mikol dobovo, esuach evavam vacheinech, there's machshavas, that the machshav alone is an aveira. This Rabbi Chanan asks, and he blives by Akasha, but he says, but after the maskonos ha-gemore, this will be pamphlet also. So the Gemara asks, v'dulma mahara b'avaydis kechovim habe, maybe he was thinking how to be an Eved Avodah Zarah, and there it says, Achsiv Laman twice as Beis Yisrael Beliba, that there it says, if he's thinking to do Avodah, he's thinking he wants to be an Eved Avodah Zarah, and there, Lamaise Amachshove, Yunenesh, Yunitva, Tzwa Machshove. So, what's the kasha? So it could be, so what was Rabbi Akiv's problem? Maybe we learned Chumash Kipshutai. I had this person had a misa mishuna because Bishas Maisa was thinking he's going to be an Eved Avodah Zarah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzafel Maisa, and because of this, that's why he died. So the Gemara says, Inami Hochi Koma, Isalke Baitach Schal Mitzvah, Bahai Alma, if you'll say, that Pshat and the Pasuk is Kipshutai. Yezechet Arich HaShomim, Yezechet Torah Tove, Amai loy agin mitzvah solei ki heiched loy leisi lidei hiru. So why wasn't the mitzvah megin, he shouldn't be born lidei hiru? So I'd like to mention a ha'ore from the Ben Yayoda, and I'd like to say Epshar Ashtikul Teret. The Ben Yayoda asks Akasha on this Gemara, asking Akasha, maybe he was thinking of a machshova to dina by the Zohar. Well, says of Schar Mitzvah by Al Malekis, so the mitzvah should have interfered, but he shouldn't think of such a thing. He says, Hakol b'day shemayim chutz mi'yirah shemayim. And a person has bechira. A person can do whatever he wants. A person has bechira. So you're telling me that when he's doing a mitzvah, he can't be mahara to be a neivad of his own? It's bechira. That's the Ben Yoyod discussion. So, I wanted to say, could be that is not Shver. There's a Merdike Marsho here. The Marsho says, Rabbi Yaakov witnessed an incident, a scenario. This person was doing two mitzvahs to the Zavtocha Varich HaShomim in Atobe, and he died. What was the tragedy happened? He said, if he would have died 10 days later, there's no kasha. It's no kasha 10 days later. But he's doing a mitzvah, and this mitzvah guarantees Arich HaShomim HaTova. It won't happen, it can't happen now. If the Schar mitzvah Bahai Alma, it can't, this mitzvah has to give him HaTova. He can't, that was Rabbi Yankiv's kasha, unless you're telling me different Pshat and Pasuk. That was his Hecher, but if you'll tell me that the Pshat and the Pasuk is Kipshutai, it can't be, this can't be. So that means like this. We hear the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva says that everyone is Bechire, he can be a Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, he can be a Rosh like Yerovim Ben Nevot. There's no person has a choice, he can do whatever he wants. But then the Rambam also says it could be because of previous Averis that a person did, that it is taken away from him the opportunity to do tshuva, and that's by Paroi. There was an Einish on Paroi, Bichazik Hashem Eslei. Paroi, he was unable to change. And how did this happen? Because of he had already a track record of all the events. This was an Einish. His Bechira was taken away from him. So just like the Rambam understood, even though a person is born with Bechira, but his bad actions could be misavet, that he'll lose his koyach habechira, his hands are tied, he can't change, v'chazik Hashem is leiv paroi. So memele, if l'roh it's like this, so l'tayv it also could be like this. If there is a mitzvah, that this mitzvah guarantees with it, Hatove Nariches Yomim, and if he'll be thinking to Din Avoy the Zohar now, this will take away the Hatove Nariches Yomim, so the Zchus of the Mitzvah takes away his Koyach HaBchira Taker. That, because he has to be Meitiv to him. So we take away the Koyach HaBchira, the Kedushas of Mitzvah, the Gadlus of the Mitzvah takes this away. Look to Gemara weiter. Shein chisem eisem kluye boi se matan schar loy diacho shein matan schar ala leilam abo. What up to Rashi? Vidulma loy have hochi lo ye ora adova hazel loylam ala marich in yom abo shnoise. It never happens. So Mo says vidulma oise sho mumore est mahara bavera hoya loy hoya liboy l'shamayim. The lab was not Lashemayim, it was Mahara to do an Aveira. Mishani, Marsha Vero, Maise, Loyoso, Nikadish Bochu, Mitzalfa, La Maise, Loyhoyo, Loy Lilkais. Rabbi Yaakov said, could be to them for races, Rabbi Chanan's Kashi, maybe the Gemara and the Havamin held only a Marsha Vero to do a Maise that brings Misa, that could. That could be menaged and mimavatel the bracha of arichas yomim of these mitzvahs. Tamazay amar shove of nishparta mikol davaro could be that is zichanat bekoyach to be mevatel the arichas yomim. Laman tvois shetav sebelim mehuri abay diskerom the bo mishtoiko. Let us see toisves. So Taisha says, Marshove ro eina kodesh boch mitzalfo le maisa. Boiv de avedis kechovim by goyim ipche. There the din is Marshove ro kodesh boch mitzalfo le maisa. When a goy has a Marshove to do something, by Shemaim it's like he did it already. Tersiv mechamas achicha yakev tachasech bushe, benichas loilam, this is speaking about Esef, loimatinishos Esef le yakev shumro, אלא מחשב תיארו שכיש שבו וטוי ושוי וכרחוב נקדש בורך מצרף על המייסה. He had good intentions but he wasn't successful. The רבי שלום does not reckon this כאילו he did a מייסה טוי בו כדרסיב בדוניו עד מעלה שימשה הוי משתדר להצלוסי. He was trying the יובש was trying to rescue him. Perish oy de yavish oyse kol kai khai la hatzo de ni me guva rais alma afal gav she he tziloy at the erev it I mean till the night he didn't do anything with the neil kom a koshloy he tziloy ela mevakesh la tziloy kindersi midersi le sheizvu sei vlay kosov ve sheizve. Let's just see a little further. So the Gemara asks, "Va'omar Rabbi Lozo shluchei mitzvah einan nizoikin." Now the Gemara asks a lukasha. There is a Rabbi Lozo learned out from a posik, "Layach medishes altzacho," that when a yid will be oile regel, so even though they're leaving everything, in their goyish and neighbors could very easily and readily come into the houses and then. And help themselves and take care of the animals, and they left everything not protected. So we learn that from over here that shluchei mitzvah ain't on the zaykin. So memele, so he was going to do a mitzvah. There's a new shmir over here. Forget about schar mitzvah. There's a klal. It's not schar mitzvah. This is a bezunder avtoche. Shluchei mitzvah ain't on the zaykin. So the Gemara says, Hosam bali chosam shani. If you're going to do a mitzvah, layach medishet haotzecha, I'm going to be a leregel. So that is a haftoch, nothing's going to happen. To frag the Gemara, but here he's going down already. He's going down, so mamele, he finished with the mitzvah. Va'amar Rabbi Loza shluchei mitzvah einen nezoikin loy bali chosan v'loy bachzi chosan. Afilo, when you're coming back from the mitzvah, also nothing is going to happen.
So the Gemara is asking, so how did this happen? There's a haftocha shluch a mitzvah in the Zaykin. There's a more of the Taisvisrid asks a kasha, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. What was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was the father told him, bring me geislas. So coming down the ladder was not chazirasam. It's not he's coming back from a mitzvah. He's still in the process of doing the mitzvah. He's bringing down the geislas to his father. So what's the teretz b'chazirasam? There's no shmire. So the Taisus Rit says, it is speaking about that he threw down the geislas when he's on top of the ladder. He threw it down, they got it already, now he's just coming down the ladder. He's finished with his mitzvah. So Memele saw this. So the Gemara says, b'chazirasam, there's no shmire. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar says, b'chazirasam, there's also a shmire. Sulam ru'ua habe de kibiyah hezeke. So the Gemara said this was a sulam ru'ua, there was a very wobbly ladder, the shriyah hezeke. We'll just stop over here. I'd like to mention a ha'ore, Rav Moshe Zechayin Levroche asks. And the Gemara said this is called kibiyah sakante, it's shriyah sakante, such a ladder. It's shriach sakone, some emela, so there's no haftoche of shluchim mitzvein in the zog. So Rav Moshe asks if it was a wobbly ladder, it was a dangerous ladder, so his father told him, bring me geislas. He said, there's no mitzvah to listen to the father. I mean, you have a wobbly ladder, so sakone to go up the ladder, there's no mitzvah. So he asks, so what the Maisa, we're relating a Maisa that Rav Yankov witnessed, and because of what he witnessed, he came to a conclusion to learn a different Shan the Bosse, and now we're putting all the pieces together, and it comes out there was a Sulam Ra'ua, and a Sulam Ra'ua, so there's no mitzvah to go up on the Sulam Ra'ua, there's no Chiev, there's no mitzvah, there's no Haftoche, he wasn't allowed to do it. So he blames that Sarchi and Godos, he doesn't understand Pshat and the whole Gemara.